This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Know how we do,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages. You are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast.
I want all the smoke.
Before we get into our
usual
suspectual things,
chill.
I just want to give a shout out. Don't forget to go to our pod fan. We have a pod fan now.
Oh, okay, dope.
Yeah, pod.fan/iwantallthesmoke. That's pod.fan/iwantallthesmoke. You can subscribe to us.
Okay. And then what, you get some, like, notifications and shit?
Like, you get, like, well, I think we're going to give them some exclusive content.
Okay, exclusives.
Exclusive. Have, like, little 15 to 20-minute episodes where we talk about maybe conspiracy shit. Or maybe we talk about Black Lives shit. We talk about the racism. Or we talk about some shit that we don't really get to into this podcast. I know I'm thrusting that upon you.
No, it's good because, you know, sometimes we don't really get to touch on everything each week. So there's always a little bit of extra content we could create.
Yeah, so
my fuckers.
We're recording good. We're good. Good. Yeah, so pod.fan/iwantallthesmoke for as little as $2.99 a month. You could do $5.99 a month where you get like the gold subscription. It's, you get bonus episodes and videos and shit like that. And the $9.99 a month, less than a coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that's your platinum level of smoke. You can get exclusives, and you get discounts off of I Want All the Smoke merchandise. We're going to have new merchandise. We're going to have a bunch of shit going on there. And if we do any giveaways and tickets to this, that, and the third, and shit that we get through different sponsors and shit like that, you will be the first in line for them joints.
Sounds good, man. You know what I mean? Might as well. Hey, and plus it probably supports the show, supports everything that we're doing here. If you like this kind of content and you like to have us on.
Yeah, it definitely helps us keep the lights
keep us going.
Definitely helps us keep the lights on. Pod.fan/iwantallthesmoke. With that done, and without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tim Fall Hat T. A.k.a. Big E. I've only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas.
Killing with your nose.
Chill.
A.k.a. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.k.a. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Yeah.
A.k.a. Money Making Mitch, a.k.a. Trinitron Don, a.k.a. Swing Low.
You're a nigger.
Yeah, I do.
You're a nigger. You're a nigger.
No, right. I like the first one.
Yeah, do you like the first one? It's petty as hell.
Yeah. A.K.A. 2 years older, two years wiser. A.K.A. where the weed at? A.K.A. the nigga that bring the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle. Reppin' that smoke mine. State to the line straight. Run up, get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga. And yeah. It is your boy Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camosi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrat, because we ain't even drinking right
now.
Nah,
we ain't drinking this time right here. You get a little pound, you know what I mean?
Clink, clack. We do drink, our pinkies
Toodaloo.
Are up.
Toodaloo.
A.k.a. the mayor.
Hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town court is in session.
The court crier.
Yeah.
The red coat
are coming.
With Illuminati Giuliani, the red coats are coming.
Yeah, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they are. The red coats are coming. That's cool.
Yeah, pause.
AKA, I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
AKA, my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'ma teach you that lesson. The silver tongue gorilla.
Rah, rah.
AKA.
Beware of the ramp sex.
The last Boy Scout, a.k.a.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Because I bring the smoke in many flavors. Young Shisha.
Harry Hookah.
Yeah.
We in the Billy.
Give us a round of applause for that.
A little bit of a round. I was like so on point right up to Beware of the Ramp Sex. Like,
the shit sounded like,
yeah.
Just looking at me, he's like, a.k.a. what, nigga?
Oh, yeah, Beware of the Ramp Sex.
I think this eye is out of place. Let me put that eye over there. I was to see that. Is that
my there we go. Ratchet my funky fly tracks.
Yeah, man.
Beware of the ribs.
How was your week, though?
Yo, it was pretty good, man. You know what I mean? It's been a good week. Busy. Still working on that bathroom, kind of getting it done. But, oh, my God, the tile work looks so good. Me and my pops working on that.
Yeah.
Continue to need to fresh. This week, I have been 100. I'm talking about, like, fucking broccoli and dip and salads for lunch and shit. Fresh. I'm on it. I'm back in this. I feel good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That HelloFresh is something.
The HelloFresh is like, yo, hello. You know what? It's actually making me a better cook.
Yeah.
Because I'm just learning how to cook things, different methods, different things I could do with things. I almost feel like, I mean, if you had the organization, I almost feel like after a few months of keeping those recipe cards, you could just cancel Fresh and just shop
just
for the shit.
Just do your thing.
Like, hey, it's dope, man. But I would keep going with it because I like how you just get how much balsamic you need.
Yeah.
I feel like the proportions are perfect on everything.
Like, you know what
it is.
So
you're getting
the
exact sauce to the exact couscous to make sure that it's flavored properly. It ain't fucking over seasoned under. It's just, it's dope, man.
The couscous, that's my joint.
And we ain't even getting paid.
No, we ain't getting paid by HelloFresh. We paying HelloFresh.
Yeah.
I think but with me, like, because you get exactly what you need, I'm not throwing away as much stuff.
No.
So it seems to justify the price of it. Because it is a little bit more expensive, but I feel like I'm wasting that money and tossed out shit.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it just expands your horizons, you know what I mean? Like, because we usually try something new every week. You know, like you said, I never had couscous. I never really, like, this week I had halloumi cheese. Like, just different shit. It's dope.
I didn't even know they had halloumi cheese. I don't even know what the halloumi cheese is.
Me neither. I ain't had it yet.
Not
it's
yet.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight? Yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. That couscous vegetarian balsamic vinegar salad, that was amazing.
I know, man. Why have you been getting some vegetarian meals too?
Yeah, we followed your lead and we said, like, let's try and get at least one vegetarian meal a day. Sometimes we won't even notice it's vegetarian and get it.
No. Oh, okay. Because you just were like, that sounds damn good.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. I didn't like the tortellini.
That tortellini.
I didn't expect that to be vegetarian.
You know what? I'm happy I have that recipe in my fucking. Now I just need to find a good enough pesto because, God, that tortellini was one of my favorites, man.
The pesto. Yeah, I'm cooking all my shit with the pesto. Like, a couple of days later, I made, like, kind of like the tortellini recipe myself, but it was fettuccine noodles and, you know what I'm saying, the sauce is in there. And
yeah,
I was
but you had
the
pesto.
And
I know. I'm telling you, guy.
And pesto.
Like,
go
on.
I was going to say, you ever had pesto on a sandwich?
No, but it would probably be so good.
Fucking amazing.
Yo, pesto's real good, especially if you get a good one. You know what I mean? And I also figured out you could probably do some mixing and matching. You know what I mean? With that joint, like, you could be like, because the other day we had this Herbie baked chicken where you took like butter and then you mixed it with like parsley and fucking a couple other things. And then when the hot chicken came out, you just put like a dollop of the butter on it. It was like this Herbie butter. I was like, God damn, I am fucking Emerald. Yeah.
Bam! Yeah, I fucks with the HelloFresh. HelloFresh is my shit now.
Yeah. But what about your week overall?
Week was good, man. We upgraded the computer in the studio, so now nothing's crashing. We're not looking ghetto as hell, recording everybody on a laptop.
Okay, yeah, no, the shit looks good.
You know,
I see it over there. It looks pretty crisp.
Yeah, it's a little glowy and shit.
Oh, y'all finally got rid of the big TV.
Yeah, the TV. I paid a nigga $50 to get that. I'm like, do whatever the fuck you want with it. Can I keep it? I don't care, nigga. You got a truck? Yeah, here's $50. Oh, help me carry it down. Nah, nigga, I gave you $50.
Yeah, exactly. And the TV.
And the TV. This is yours. I don't know what he did with it.
I should have just said, just come pick it up, and that is your fucking...
Yeah.
That is your reward.
But that's... nobody wants that TV. The $50 was enticing, because I know he was going to take it, and then be like, fuck, this is trash. And then be like, well, I can't really say shit, because I got $50 out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I made $50, and I think that was the best $50 ever spent. It was like when you lend somebody money, and you never see him again.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that was money well spent.
It was, because, yo, at the same time, too, you probably, like, the fact that that's off your plate and it's gone is like a breath of fresh air. Like, you're just like, it's gone. Shit. Yeah.
But there's,
and I don't have to worry about it.
But there's a lazy motherfucker out there that owes me $50 now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because they didn't, so they were just like, throw it out.
Nah, they didn't say shit.
They're just like, keep it / whatever.
They didn't even fucking reply.
Oh, God. All right, well, it is what it is. Let's see if niggas pull up.
I feel they like. Won't. Bruh, you never know. It's been here for, yo, I hope somebody says, hey, is TV still there? Nah, then, nigga.
Then what are you gonna say?
Sorry.
Sorry.
I asked you to come pick it up. Didn't pick it up. Now it's gone.
You didn't even answer.
Gone.
Because even if you had at least answered, then we could have given you time or did whatever. But when you just
like. It's been like half a year.
That is long.
Fuck time. Time is a very.
No, but I'm saying at least if they would have answered and been like, yo, I'm going to try to get that in the next week or two, then he would have got an extension on the time. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're not going to answer.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You ain't getting shit.
Yeah.
You ain't getting a goddamn thing. But we upgraded the studio, got everything working, sat here for fucking umpteenth amount of times.
I love getting like little hood dudes to do shit. Like, you know what I mean? Where you're just like for $50, you're like, yes, $50.
You know?
That's a little privilege about having just like a little bit of money.
Just a little bit.
Because the real broke motherfuckers, you could buy them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if I ever told the maggot story on here.
Maggot?
Yeah, maggot story.
Is it gross?
Well, not like super gross. I don't know if it was gross.
Hold on. Let me click something on the computer real quick just so I can follow along and then hit him with start the maggot story though. Start it.
All right. So this is my story about like little hood dudes coming through. You know what I mean? Okay. So keep in mind, this was like my first crib. All right. My first crib. So don't judge me too hard about this, but it was my first crib. Say one more time. It was my first crib.
My first crib.
Exactly. I didn't know. But yeah, so I had this like a pack of chicken that kind of went bad, like a warehouse pack.
Yeah. How much was in the warehouse pack? Hit him.
A warehouse pack is like the big shit, like 8-10 pieces.
Like the one that you get, like they come with the box.
Yeah, the box. But it's a big tray. Yeah. Like it's the $30 joint where $30 worth of chicken.
All breasts.
Yeah. Well, I think this was, or thighs, because I like thighs. You know, boneless, skinless thighs. I get down with that.
I kind of like
more.
The skin on the thighs, too.
I like, no, healthy is oh, the
okay,
no,
okay. My bad, my bad, my bad.
But the good shit is the fucking skin full.
Oh,
I don't
know,
skinless, skin full. I don't know. I don't know. Skinned.
Skinned is the same as skinless because it's skinned.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said skinful. Chicken was not skinful. It was skinless. No, but I fucking threw that warehouse pack out and I kind of forgot about it and I put it on the deck because I lived in this like little apartment. Didn't really remember it for weeks and weeks, summertime and shit. Fucking landlord leaves me a note and is like, yo, you really need to take care of this garbage on that deck. And I was like, yo, oh shit, there's garbage on the deck.
Right.
So I open the door and the bag is like alive. Like it was just like wriggling. Like it was.
How long was it out there?
A couple weeks, nigga.
Ew.
Yeah, it was the worst. I was like, whoa. So I essentially paid a dude.
Yeah.
I essentially paid a dude. I think it was like $45
to pick up this moving bag.
To pick up this, like, clean off the deck and everything. And he was like, I actually thought, because of some of the things, like, this dude was hard up. So I'm like, he'll be fine and shit. But even when he was on the deck, he's like, yo, you got some bleach, bro? So I give him the bleach bucket and I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to sign.
Was
play
it over,
video games.
Was it spilling out and shit?
Yeah, like, it was on the deck. So he had to get them off the deck and shit. So he's like, you got some bleach, bro? I'm like, yeah, give him the bleach. I went back inside. I was smoking a blunt. I just heard him outside. He's like, then he comes out after. He's like, yo, that was bad, bro. I was like, thank you.
Oh, my God. That's nasty.
Yeah, it was. But it was my first crib. And you know what? I didn't understand that shit got maggoty like that. Like, I never really seen maggots in my life. Like, I thought if you tied the bag tight, then no air could get to it. Therefore, there would be no maggots. Like, I never lived in filth. Like, my parents were crazy clean.
But was the bag open?
No. But a garbage bag tied is not airtight, nigga. That's why the shit got
not,
fucked up.
But it's not airtight. But I'm thinking, like, did animals get to it and then it opened and then that's how.
Oh, no. I think it was just because, you know, when you tie, when I say tied, I mean, like, a regular tie. Like, you know how sometimes you could even still see in the bag a little bit? Like, I just tied it.
It wasn't even, like, knotted
up.
But
it was tied good, but not tight enough. And I didn't understand that that's how this shit happened. It was my first crib. I didn't even remember about it. And yo, I've never even seen maggots in my life. I mean, except for on TV before then. So I was just like, whoa. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot worse than paying someone $50 to take away a fucking TV.
Yeah.
A bag of maggots.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm wondering, how was it so gross? Why didn't you just pick out the bag and throw it away?
Because it was just, because I don't like filth.
Yeah.
It was just, it was too gross. I couldn't do it.
Hold on for a second. 142 pound. These people want to be delivering shit and late, and then when nobody's at the house, complain. I don't like that shit.
Nah, me neither, bro.
Motherfucking Amazon. Me neither. Oh, what were we gonna talk about? That was my week. That's what we did.
Oh, okay.
Paid the motherfucker
nice.
To get rid of the TV.
Sweet, sweet.
Set up the computers.
Computer gone. Looks good over there too.
Yeah, it's nice and clean and shit like that. But then sitting for fucking 2 days. Transferring everything over, downloading all the fucking studio shit.
I hate starting a new computer. It's the worst. Getting all the shit, getting the settings how you like it, getting everything going.
And the internet here is ass.
Is it really? I never noticed. It usually works all right for me.
It works fine until you get a computer that needs it.
Yeah.
Our computers need it, but needs it.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, actually needs power and bandwidth, not just bringing up a website with news and shit.
And now it's like just sitting there. And I mean, all the other computers would be like, you're connected to the internet. This computer says you're connected to the internet. And it actually has like a real level of,
like it's telling
of Wi-Fi strength. Like, okay, cool. Whatever. It's good, though. It's good.
So maybe we should hit him up with some stories this week, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's been a very, very busy and eventful fucking week.
Yeah, man, this week has been crazy. When I think of the events of the week, I thought we talked about it on the last show. That's how much shit happened.
Yeah, a lot. Can we get into the somber one real quick?
Okay, what's
just
the somber?
Do that one real quick. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace,
Chadwick Boseman. Black Panther. He battled cancer for the last 4 years.
Yeah, basically. You know what? It shocked me because... And then after it came out, he purposely didn't mention the illness.
Yeah.
And so I was fucking shocked as shit. But yeah, 4 year battle with colon cancer, unfortunately, man, rest in peace.
Nobody in his circle, which is dope, was talking his business.
Yeah, see, that's a good circle right there.
He's in children's hospitals, bringing joy to children that have cancer and terminal cancer and leukemia and stuff like that.
Even though he had it himself.
Exactly. He's doing these interviews and these shows after Black Panther and everything like that, all while fighting this.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't tell. Now, the one thing that got to me, though, is remember that, I don't think we talked about it on this, but remember that picture came up and he was looking skinny?
Yeah.
And motherfucker said that, you could see on there, it's like, 1 week of, or 1 month of the lockdown or whatever, quarantine. And he went from the Black Panther to the Crack Panther. People were cussing him and making fun and stuff like that. And, of course, not knowing what was going on, the jokes were kind of, tongue-in-cheek funny type thing. They're funny.
Yeah.
Until you find out that he's actually battling death.
Yeah. Well, he was, right?
He was, you know?
He was being very private about it. I'm surprised he didn't even come out and say something when that kind of shit was circulating. That's usually when a celebrity will kind of clear up the air about what's going on with them. But nah, man, he didn't say nothing till the end.
And that gives you, like, the type of strength that this man had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To not say anything, to not clap back, to keep it under wraps. Because he didn't want the attention that drew. Because everything he did, like, if you look at all of his roles were statements.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to take away from the work he was doing and stuff like that. I just thought that was pretty dope. So rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. You know what I'm saying? Definitely lost a great one. Lost someone from Jackie Robinson to Thurgood Marshall. Mm-hmm. Of course, Black Panther. Who else did he play? Get down, James Brown.
Yeah. Man, he was good. Yeah. He was a good dude, good actor. It's crazy, man.
But
was fitting everything. That's you got to get that shit checked.
Checked.
I've been thinking about that myself too. You can't just go without getting yourself checked because fuck, look what happens. You know what I mean? I don't know if he caught it in time or whatever, or if it was something that they caught late, but wow.
They said it was stage 3, and he was battling to stage 4, so maybe they caught it later, or maybe just escalated, or I don't know.
Yeah.
And that also goes to show, man, you don't know what other people are going through. Sometimes you got to sit back and be like, I can't just start dissing motherfuckers because of how they look. I don't know what their struggle is.
Yeah, like, you don't know what they're fighting. Yeah, what happens if they, even if they were just battling, like, severe depression.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to get out of bed for a week, just eating pizza. Like, maybe they look a little heavy, and the first thing we say, what the fuck happened to you?
Yeah.
Like, all this shit, you never just know what people are going through. So, yeah, man, no, absolutely.
Like, motherfuckers is running around there on Instagram with perfect bodies and shit like that. Like, they gonna be commenting on niggas.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Because they don't know. Like you said, man, they don't know. Rest in peace, T'Challa, for sure.
Yeah, man. Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
Even though I do feel like, even though Black Panther was a standout role and was a huge role,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like a lot of his other roles were more important, especially the Jackie Robinson role was
way more important. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the most introspective role, but definitely what he's most known for. That's why I just shut that out.
Because, no, that's what made me think about it is because I just said Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yo, like, this nigga must be mad, being like, that's what you remember? Marvel movie, Wakanda forever?
I don't think that he would be mad about that because
of what it stood
even
for.
Even though it wasn't like a civil rights role or something like that, it still signified something. It still was landmark shit, black superhero in the Marvel universe.
Had little black kids thinking they could be king.
Exactly. Like, it was an important movie and it showed a lot. Like, I saw this one little video series where it was people just talking to a cutout of him and they didn't know he was there. And they were like, oh, you know, you really changed. Thank you for bringing the community. Da-da. Like, some of the things these people would say, and then he'd be like, yo. And he'd come out and they'd lose their mind and shit. Yeah. But it just shows you that, yo, man, he meant so much more, even in the Marvel movie, just having that strength, being the, you know, a real hero, an actual black superhero that kids could look up to and shit like that. And he was really dope, too. It wasn't like he wasn't a kick-around hero like Flash in the Justice League movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was an actual fucking king, good dude. Not, you know, unscrupulous or, you know, trifling. Like, you know, none of that shit. Just a real king African shit. It was dope.
It was. Speaking of kids, though,
mm-hmm.
This one was crazy. I saw this. This is one of those top news stories that the internet wants to let people think that wasn't a top news story.
Oh, you're talking about the missing kids.
You're talking about that.
Yeah. Because supposedly U.S. Marshals have found 39 missing children in Georgia over the last 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. The operation led to the rescue of 26 children and the safe location of 13 others. So, yeah, I guess they said that this isn't news. You know what I mean? They located 39 missing kids and shit like that. I find it's weird because there's been such an uprising about missing kids and child sex trafficking and whatnot. And so it's funny that, you know, this would come about and all of a sudden they're making these big busts of 40 kids. But there was a couple things that kind of got me. And you know what? I'm not saying that it isn't good. Whatever they did that got any kind of child out of harm's way or, you know, rescued them from a precarious situation, I'm with that. I'm not here to say anything about that. You know what I mean? I believe that all child shit should end right now. But there was some interesting wording in this, and I wanted to kind of hear what you thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the quotes said, "These missing children were considered to be some of the most at risk and challenging recovery cases in the area."
Hmm.
So all these kids were found in one area? That's why when I read the story, I was like, I don't know. It was really weird. It was like,
hit me with that quote again.
These missing children were considered to be some of the most at risk. So did they know where they were the whole time?
Either that or because that makes me think like these kids, like, the most at-risk in the area, so they were just at-risk kids, like,
exactly,
from wherever their specific area was and challenging prior to being.
And challenging recovery cases in the area based on indications of high-risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
So factors makes me think that that's not happening, maybe. I don't know. Such as victimization of child sex trafficking, child exploitation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and medical or mental health conditions.
So is this before or after or during the, like, they're this, like, that's weird. Like, it's, I don't know if this is before, after, or during the rescue that they're saying this. Or were they at risk? That's why they were abducted.
Yeah, I think they were at, I don't know. I think that the I
like are they runaways? I don't wanna,
that's what I'm talking about right now. I don't know. Does at risk mean these parents? Because okay, so it goes on to say other children were located at the request of law enforcement to ensure their well-being.
So could this be kids that weren't being looked for because they were considered runaways or at risk? And they're like, well, we're not worried about these kids because it's not little Timmy from the good family that lives in the house. This is a kid that's run away 12 times already.
Yeah.
Or someone that just that is in foster care and got lost or something in the system or something like that. You think?
Yeah. That's the part. Like
CBS, we need better writing.
Yeah, we need much better writing. And also it's like medical or mental health conditions.
Right.
Like if these kids are kidnapped and they're missing, what, like, why is the health conditions
a factor?
It should just be that they're kidnapped. Who gives a fuck if they're living in squalor or well? So it almost makes me think, like, okay, so I know somebody whose mother did horrible shit to her because her mother was an addict.
Right.
And I mean, if you were to look back on that, maybe you would say that that was child exploitation. So is that what they mean? Not literal governmental Pizzagate cabals of child sex traffickers, but rather
at-risk
criminals,
kids.
At-risk kids who, because, and then it goes on to say, 9 criminals associated were also arrested and investigators cleared 26 arrest warrants. Investigators also filed additional charges for alleged crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapon possessions. Like, it makes it sound like to me, like they're like, yo, man, we got all these reports of people who have gun in the house and shit. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to these houses, finding warrants, unlawful firearms, and kids in that home too, maybe even living with their very parents. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to tout in this story.
Yeah, because I feel
but missing.
I feel like they didn't find 39 missing kids.
No.
I feel like some kids were in a situation that they shouldn't have been in. Some kids were reported missing, but because of the situation surrounding the report, they said, well, they're not really missing. They're with their other parents.
Yes.
They're not supposed to be with you. They're with their other parent who may have left to Georgia from Kansas.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh, well, you know what? All these can technically fall under missing kids.
Exactly.
Let's say that we found 39 missing kids.
Exactly.
When really they found 13 abused kids.
Exactly. And then
12 kids that are being
displaced. Yeah. Like you said, like I'm going to live with my dad and mom has always been like, you come back, or maybe now this is their opportunity.
Or now mom's clean.
Yeah. Or like I said, with the way the charges are, you know, you go to houses like, yo, there probably was a lot of times with this particular person I know, her mom was like hard on drugs and did things, right? Like, I'm talking about like her kid did things to get drugs for the mom. It's not a new story.
Right.
But if you run into that house, there's a good chance you're going to find drugs in an environment that child should not be in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I just think that this sensational headline that they're making sure that we see, it's like, well, told ya, but this isn't about governmental.
But then when you read the story.
Yeah, so it's just fucking crazy. I just wanted to bring light to that because, like you said, everybody's all about how this isn't being brought up. But when you really dissect it, to me, it doesn't sound like the child trafficking that we think is going on where kids are
being. You don't want to get canceled. Don't go on and say anything against this.
You're gonna get canceled. Yeah, no. That's why I started out by saying, hey, I'm happy. Whatever they did here, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Because children were rescued from precarious situations, but I do feel like this is a bit of a headline of them trying to show us that they are truly cracking down on this child sex trafficking that they continually talk about.
So I think this is a number buff.
Yes.
I think this is 100% a number buff.
Yeah. If you think the corona numbers are buffed and you look at this and you don't think the same thing, it shows your fucking bias. Because everybody claims they know exactly what the government's doing, but then certain things they just can't see. You know what I mean? It's fucked up.
But I don't want to take that away from, they probably got 39 children out of situations they should not have been in.
Absolutely.
And that's what I think that needs to be the focal point of this. Yes. Everybody's like, well, there's 39 missing children. Okay, so did you read the meme or you like idol and read the story and then questioned it?
Yeah.
Because it's written in a way where it's going to confuse the average reader.
Yeah, and they're just going to think, oh, sweet. You know how I've been hearing about those childhood sex rings in Hollywood and the government? Look, they're starting to save the kids from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and it's, that's a spin on the story. And I don't really care. Like, I mean, I care, of course, because I care about the well-being of children and I want them to be safe and not abused. But I mean, I don't, you don't need to give me this spin.
You don't need to put dubs on it.
Yeah, like where it's just like, yo, make it look like we're, because people are like, why aren't we talking about that? And I'm like, aren't we always talking about that?
Like if I would have seen a headline that said, police in Georgia, U.S. Marshals say that they removed 39 kids from a situation they shouldn't have been in, and then list off, so 12 was involved in child pornography, 10 were on the run with parents that run a thing, this, that, and the third, I'd be like, I probably would feel better about seeing this and then reading some kind of ambiguity about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, saving the children is saving the children. You don't have to spin it. Like you just said, you don't have to spin saving children.
Yeah, exactly. But they always want to put this spin on like these child, you know, sex rings. And I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying that be careful about these stories and how much you think they bolster your beliefs when you got to read a little deeper, man. So I thought that was an interesting story, and I wanted to bring that to your attention.
The damn inmates are running the asylum, G.
Yeah, I for sure. For God. Sure. At this point, for sure.
Speaking of inmates and asylums, I'll let anybody choose whatever side they want. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers voted not to finish the remainder of the 2019-2020 playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every team voted to continue playing. But following the vote, Lakers star LeBron James reportedly left the meeting along with his teammates and members of the Clippers. Before departing, James said that he wanted to see more involvement and action from NBA team owners. And I think that started the landslide to where they suspended MLB games, walked off the field. And then at the NHL, late, of course, on all types of I don't know how to say the word in English. See how that makes me feel like I'm bilingual?
Yeah.
If I forget what I'm saying, I'm like, I don't know the English word for it. People are like, oh, he's bilingual, not an idiot. any type of social justice, regardless of what it is, the NHL is always late. I did some research but didn't get into it. I can't remember if they are going back to play the playoffs.
They are. It was a short lockout, but you know what? It was powerful, man. You never really had sports do that and refuse to play. You know what I mean? That affects ratings. That affects, you know, owners' pockets and shit like that. I think it sprouted up a little bit hastily, so they didn't have enough good demands in place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the demands were met quickly so that they would continue the playoffs, because that's the only thing to really revive the season, and that's a lot of money on the line.
And
I'm actually – sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to say this last point. I'm glad that NHL actually responded late.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, of course, LeBron and they got fucking crazy criticism. Yeah. NBA pussies don't want to play.
Shut
up and dribble. Blah, 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 blah. That's why I watch hockey. And then 2 days later.
Did you see someone say that?
Yeah.
Someone said, that's why I watch hockey.
They're like, that's why I watch hockey. Fuck.
No,
oh, my NHL pool. I'm in a pool at work. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, he's like, that's why I watch. And then fucking, it's like, ah, shit. Like, right down in the comments, because it was like, yo, they already canceled the NHL. They just did it. He's like, ah, fuck. I guess we're pussies too.
But see, my thing is this. I like that it happened.
Uh-huh.
But it happened at a time where nobody on the Players Association and the Owners Association is going to be hugely affected because they already have contingencies for an expectation of the season was not going to happen anyways. Canceling a game when there's nobody in the stands is less effective than canceling a game when everybody has to get their tickets back.
I guess.
And you're doing it during, like, I feel like I've been watching.
Okay, so of course it's less effective than it would have been, but right, I because don't know you're not, what you could have done about that right now.
No, you can't, but that's not the point. Like, the point is, it was more easily accepted mm-hmm. when the players, because the players are going to do it now because they're fed up.
Yeah.
The owners and the player association or the players association or whatever associations outside of the players mm-hmm. are accepting of it more easily now because they're like, yeah, okay, go ahead. Because you're really not affecting our pockets. Like if you would have done it last year or if you did it next year, right? Because we're already seeing a playoff light. We're already seeing games that are boring as hell. We're already seeing no fans in the stands. We're already seeing, we're not seeing a full season. We're not even seeing athletes playing the playoffs with playoff energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching some of the basketball highlights. I've been watching, I don't know, I can't remember if baseball's, they started the, just playoffs. And hockey started the round robin and then playoffs. It's like, there's really, this season's going to have an asterisk beside it by anybody who wins the championships. And because there wasn't a full season. And it doesn't seem like they're even playing, this is outside of everything else, but it doesn't seem like they're playing with any incentive or, it's like watching a movie mm-hmm. and all of a sudden one of the main character dies and you're like, but there is no character development. I don't have any, you know?
Yeah,
so they're like, okay, we're going to walk off. It does make a statement. It draws a lot because it's still big news mm-hmm. and it draws a lot of people into seeing exactly what's going on and you're making a stand.
Yeah.
But you could have made that stand when Kaepernick took a knee. You could have made that stand 100 times during last season. You could have made that stand so many times when it would have negatively affected the bottom line to the point where we need to do something or we're going to go bankrupt. Not to right now, making a stand does make a point, but I feel like it's an easy stand to stand on now. They lowered the ladder for you.
Well, yeah, I do agree that it might not have the same consequences because, I mean, guys aren't going to really be blackballed like they might have been. I think that the current social climate lets you speak out without the fear of being blackballed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I can't really... I mean, I guess I could blame them. Like, you should have given up your career like Cap, right?
But not even... I just think that not even the fear of blackball, but... knowing that it's gonna the owners are like, yeah, they'll just accept it because the consequence to the owners if they just wipe out the rest of the seasons, mm-hmm. the owners are gonna be like, okay, well, that's what we were planning for before we hastily put together this little bubble.
Well, I don't think that that's what they were planning for. I think that they were always trying to find legitimate ways to restart the season because the majority of players get paid because of the TV deals. The reason why the games are on right now are because they are beholden to Fox and shit. Like, they said they were going to deliver a certain amount of games. If they don't deliver that for national TV view, regardless, that's why they even set this up. Because they were like, well, shit, we're going to lose all that TV money. So I do agree with you. Tickets and fan outrage would have been much higher if people couldn't go to the games they paid for, but I do think it does affect the owner's bottom line.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
Like, I don't think there's no hit in the pockets. And, hey, I think if they took the stand when they could, they actually got some sort of, I think that I'm pretty sure they got some acceptance from owners to they're going to put some money into, you know, making more light and bringing more these issues to light more. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You know what I mean? It's almost like Muhammad Ali did it when he really got blackballed. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? No one else did it. So when Cap did it, I mean, okay, the ages are so different. That's a horrible example because Cap couldn't have did it when Muhammad Ali did it. But
you know, like, just...
I get what you mean.
In the general position of your career. In the general position of your career.
You could have did it more. But hey, you know what? I think in this climate, it was time where everybody could do that. You'd get some good solidarity. I don't think without... something this big, I don't think you would have gotten the level of, what's the word, participation from the white players.
True.
You know what I mean? So you actually could have a unified stand because the last thing you want is to be like the two niggas on the team and then the rest of them still play and they just cut you and shit because that's what they do nowadays. You know what I mean?
Much. All right, so that's that story. I'm going to go check the camera real quick. What do we have coming up next? Next story.
All right, man. Well, what were we talking about right there? We're talking about the NBA. I don't know if we're talking about, we can move on to this next story. You know what I mean? We could talk about exactly why the players in the NBA took that time off. You know what I mean? And basically it was because I'm sure everybody, and this is how much has happened during the last week, you know what I mean? Since the last time we were here, we actually didn't, the whole Jacob Blake stuff happened. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we didn't even get to talk about it. I know it almost feels like old news at this point because it's been done to the death.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm sure we all have seen the video and heard the story about Jacob Blake, who was walking away from the cops. Kind of, there was a tussle. I don't want to construe facts of what happened so people think that we're skewed one way or the other.
Right.
There was a bit of a tussle. He didn't listen to the orders. He went around the car, supposedly, reached into his shit, got shot 7 times in the back.
Damn.
I'm not going to really bring up the fact that even in the old Wild West, getting shot in the back was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, they're just shooting you in the back 7 times. And so he was ended up being paralyzed from the waist down and certain riots in the city that it happened. Did it happen in Kenosha?
I know the riots were in Wisconsin. I think it was
in Kenosha. I know the riots were in Kenosha, but I don't know if he was actually in Kenosha when he got shot, so... Sorry that I'm not bringing you the most accurate information as far as the actual location, but I know it was in that area. That's why the riots in those areas like reflamed up. And yeah, man, now we got crazy, crazy shit happening, man. Like
the 17-year-old kid, Kyle Rittenhouse.
So
hit him with the treatment of.
So even though Robert Blake, you know what I mean, the riot sparked about him, and there's a lot of controversy on whether or not he
Robert
deserved
Jacob.
Did I say Robert Blake?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I meant Jacob Blake. My bad.
No worries.
Thank you for correcting me on that, my man.
No worries.
Jacob Blake, the whole story around him, basically, this is why the riots are, like, raging on. He ended up being paralyzed from the waist down, but there was reports saying that he was actually still shackled to his bed.
Yeah.
After all this, they still shackled him to his bed, and they actually took the shackles off. Like, we're it's so funny that we're talking about this story for the first time, and there's so much to
that
it.
That happened.
Like, in this week.
You would think that this is, like, over the course of a month or something. This is over the course of 7 days, ladies and gentlemen.
So, basically, he was shackled to his bed, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm going to get your opinion on that, I guess. But Jacob Blake's handcuffs have been removed from his hospital bed. He was handcuffed to the bed because he had felony warrants. His father had said, which was a quote that like struck me kind of deep, that was, "Why do they have to have that cold steel on my son's ankle? He can't even get up if he wanted to."
There you go.
Because he's paralyzed from the waist down after the 7 shots to the back ripped through his body. You know what I mean? So... what do you think, man? Do you think that he should have been shackled?
Bruh, the police... okay. Handcuffs and shackles are supposed to be to prevent escape or something, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, I think they're doing it for show.
Do you think they're doing it for show?
Yeah, they're doing it for show. Just to let you know, we still have the power.
Absolutely, but...
shackled on your legs, bro. You can't move your legs. You're not preventing anything. It has to be for show.
Well, okay, so again, and I don't think they would have because Buddy's in like critical. I just want to make sure that I'm always like pushing truth. You know what I mean? So one of his homeboys could have picked him up and took him out the hospital, right? Yo, I'm just saying, weirder things have happened, right, homie?
They could have
put him in a wheelchair and wheeled him the fuck out under a disguise, under some coats and shit.
But I feel you, but this isn't Fast and Furious, B.
I agree, but I don't think that all I'm saying is his legs don't have to work for his escape. That's all I'm saying.
Did they have
and
an officer outside the door?
I'm not even
door?
Trying to joke. I actually don't know.
Because
I'm not joking.
His legs don't have to work for it in order for him to escape, but I'm just thinking of the scenario, and I'm like...
It's overkill. I understand. It's retarded. But, yeah. It's fucking retarded. This isn't me trying
say that,
to.
But
this isn't me trying to.
It's just
justify.
Devil advocate. This devil advocate.
It's just no. I'm just thinking honestly. Like, if it wasn't this high profile of a case, then maybe yeah. Like I've heard of people getting wheeled out the hospital
in critical condition though.
I don't know about critical. That's why I say the critical was a little overkill.
Because he's like. He got shot in the back 7 times. He's in critical condition.
Yo, I can't
the
see
dude
them
that if that happens to me, the dude that comes to me and says, "Bro, I'm getting you out of here," I'm gonna be like, "Bro, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
this
what
is
if
the
I
place
die?
I need to be."
Yeah, like, exactly.
Just let me carry you. No, wrong.
Yeah, okay. Let me put you in this wheelchair. Put this hat and scarf on you.
Like, and then where are we going? To your trap house? How are you?
I know. That's
are you giving me an IV? Like, how are we getting there,
bro? How's my fucking dressings getting changed and shit?
Yeah, you wiping my ass? You know I got a catheter now, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nah. I agree. Maybe his parents. I don't know. But, okay, so I guess I did play a little bit of devil's advocate on that one because I really don't think
that. You kind of have to.
I don't think that. But I just wanted to say, hey, they're going to say he had felonies and... I've heard of other criminals who got hurt in the act of crime and then were chained to the bed.
Right. I've seen that a lot of times.
But he wasn't a criminal unless his warrants were. Like, are you a criminal if you have warrants?
I wouldn't. What would make you a criminal? You can commit a crime and not be a criminal.
How?
I don't know.
Are we saying that criminal? Are you just interchanging the words criminal and career criminal?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's why I asked. Like, what would you consider make somebody a criminal? Because I feel like if someone shoplifts, I wouldn't consider them a criminal. They may have committed a crime, but they're not a criminal. I think someone who's...
So you think
I wouldn't
criminal,
say career criminal isn't even, like... I would just say a habitual.
So you think criminal means habitual?
No, I didn't say what it means. I know what criminal means. I'm saying, in my opinion, I don't think someone is a criminal unless they continuously conduct criminal behavior.
No, I agree with you somewhat. You know what I mean? I do.
Criminal's a verb, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be continuously doing an action in order for that verb to, like, just because I ran around the block or I went to the gym a couple of times doesn't mean I'm a runner. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm an athlete. I play football twice. I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying?
But if you did something, I would be like that runner over there. Like, okay, so if you have criminal intent to do one crime.
Well, the criminal intent to do one crime, I think criminal intent is the law term, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying because you were the one who picked out my wording. That's the only reason why we're here.
No, you said... Because you asked something about the criminal, like you said,
do you think he was a criminal, right?
Yeah, yeah, do you think he was a criminal?
I
might have been wrong, but were you like playing up that question do you think he was a criminal because he had warrants? So, he had to do something criminal to get a warrant, right?
Yeah.
So, do you think? And I'm saying just because you have warrants doesn't make you a criminal because you could have committed a crime, but you don't habitually engage in criminal behavior. So that's what I was saying. Committing a crime doesn't necessarily make you a criminal.
Okay, so then what if, I don't know, I agree with you. I get what you're trying to say because we don't need to get caught up on terminology, you know what I mean? But if you, the offender?
I would, the offender, the man with the warrants, the offender of that specific crime or like.
So the offender... You would prefer the word the offender of crime rather than criminal. You just don't like the terms.
I don't know what you're asking me. You asked me if someone has warrants, does that make them a criminal? I'm saying no.
But they're an offender of crime. That you accept that. I'm just trying to figure out what words to use.
Use whatever words you want. Criminal is a description
the word
of a person.
I wanted to use and you had a problem with it.
So I didn't have a problem with
you. Yeah, because you were like, he's not a criminal.
No,
and then I was like,
I didn't say he's not a criminal.
Yes, you did.
You asked
me. No, run the tape.
You asked me if.
Why do you think I asked that question?
Having a warrant makes you a criminal. I said, no, committing a crime doesn't necessarily make you a criminal.
No, I said that he was a criminal. And then you were like, well, he wasn't a criminal. And then I said, oh, well, does having warrants make you a criminal? That's how the conversation led up, nigga.
Okay, then I missed that. But if you're saying, okay, so no, I don't think he was a criminal. He wasn't. Handcuffed in the commission, he wasn't handcuffed or detained in the commission of a crime. So why would you describe him as a criminal? Because he has past warrants?
Well, no,
because
warrants, active. If they're active.
Okay, so he has active warrants from crimes of the past then, right? So
So what are you then? Just a warranted person?
You're just someone with warrants. Like what's the label that you would need to have? Like what distinction
Apart from anybody else, you have warrants because you committed crimes and they're looking for you for them.
Or you have warrants because, well, in his case, yes. But you can have warrants because you lapsed on your car insurance and got a ticket. You can have
Does that mean, okay, so a ticket means that you committed a crime, which was speeding. Well, or whatever the ticket's for.
Speeding's not a crime. It's a bylaw. So there's a difference between crimes. So it's not committing a crime.
So
the
until...
Ticket was, and the
so,
ticket, like I said, the ticket was so for lapsing, co- on so, the warrant, lapsing on the insurance here. Or if you...
Is that against the law?
It's against the law to drive without insurance, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so that would make you a criminal?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the words to use.
No, I'm not criminal. You asking me. I answered your question. Now answer my question. What, okay. Do you think if you have warrants, you're a criminal?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, I think if you have warrants that...
Regardless of what the warrants are for, if you have ever committed a crime, you're a criminal.
Well, if you haven't resolved it, I guess, right?
How do you resolve a crime? What if you committed a crime and didn't get caught?
Then you're a criminal on the run.
No, because nobody knows you committed the crime. Let's say you stole a candy bar.
Yeah.
Ate it and went about your business.
Yeah.
10 years ago, when we were young, 10 years ago, let's say 18 years old, we stole a candy bar, ate it, went about our business. Are we criminals?
Well, okay, so while you were stealing it?
But see, okay, so my whole point is we're both right. The connotation of criminal, it could be used many different ways. Mm-hmm. And I think labeling him a criminal, not you specifically, I think, but in the media, labeling him a criminal is exactly why nobody feels there's anything wrong with shackling a paralyzed man in critical condition to a hospital bed, regardless of if he's has warrants or not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that if you think of the literal terms, in which you're correct, mm-hmm. if you have warrants for a crime, you're
that's
a
why
criminal.
I get, that's the I get literal what terms, we're trying. Right? I get what and we're then, trying to what we're trying yeah. to talk about here. I wasn't trying to.
And
be,
then no, exactly.
I actually wasn't sure.
I'm trying no, but I'm kicking science for the people.
Yeah, kick it. Kick it.
But but then when you say someone is a criminal, mm-hmm. the first thing that comes to my mind as a regular person is he must engage in constant criminal behavior, and which makes him sort of a subsect of natural society.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you already are looked at differently as soon as you're described as criminal because you think constant criminality. Not maybe one or instance or try to steal a loaf of bread to feed your family.
Or anything. You just look, it's that, because they don't say it to describe someone. They say it to put an idea of how someone is in your head. He got shot 7 times in the back. He's a criminal.
You start justifying it immediately.
Someone crossed state lines with an AR and gunned down protesters. He was a normal 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Who here is a picture of him removing graffiti? He was an upstand. He was a citizen.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting to is like, I don't think that Jacob was a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do know that he had open warrants, and whatever he did, he has to go through the justice system for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in critical condition, even though you're right, you don't need to have working legs to escape. But you don't need to have... there's just something about, like... Does everybody who works for these law enforcement and law places, judges, does not one of them have a fucking conscience? Is there not one person... They say, Jim... Put the shackles on him. Is Jim not going to be like, nah, he's paralyzed, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I think at this point, and you know what? That was a good point, and it's a point that I also wanted to make about it too, is the fact that people don't want to call this kid a criminal.
Right.
Right? They're like, he wasn't a criminal. No, he committed a fucking crime by having the gun. He's a criminal. Like, right. Don't,
you're talking about the
Ryan Kittinson's a kid. They're all like,
The vigilante kid.
Yeah, he's a criminal too.
Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah, he's a criminal.
Yeah, that I know. I just mean like we should just describe everybody the fucking same because that's the way, you know what I mean? I do agree with you though because criminal does come with almost a preconceived notion that I'm career criminal.
Yeah.
Those terms aren't the same, people. So when you read that, first of all, don't fucking get in your head and think that this nigga was like real bad or something.
Because that's how, when people start putting criminal, they say that is who you are.
That's what they're trying to do. You're, and that's not really what it was about. Who
is
he?
He's a criminal. And why is that even a discussion when we're talking about someone who got shot 7 times in the back by the police walking away?
Because it's a justification. It's the only way that they can. Exactly. You know what I mean? It's the only way that they can really... And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I got to be objective. I want to push truth, not a narrative. I feel like that's what we get pushed from one side to the other. I don't know yet. From the video I watched, the way that I look at it is, even if he was a danger 7, you could have shot the kid once. You could have shot the kid twice.
You could have tackled the kid. Count out how many seconds it took him to get from the one side of the car to where he's with the cops, and the cops is pulling on him on his shirt.
I agree.
However seconds it took to get there, they had all that opportunity to tackle him. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it. Throw him on the ground, put a knee in his neck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see that happen, but like at the end of the day, there was an opportunity, because if he's going to his car for a knife, you see him going to his... That's what they say. I don't think he had... He didn't have a knife in his car. But the justification is... Oh, so he did have a knife.
I think he had a knife on the floorboard, but no other weapons. Because you had to... First of all, you had to think he was going for a gun.
Okay.
Because so if you have a fucking gun, I don't see what someone's going to do to you with a knife.
If you... So the police were thinking that he's going for a gun.
Yeah, they had to have.
They had to have been.
Or they didn't, and they just wanted to blast nigga. Like,
so did they think but my thing is, when I talk to these people, it's like, okay, so did they think that he was going for a gun when he opened the door, when he was walking along the side of the car, when he was walking towards the car from the front of the car, when he's walking towards the car from the... if he starts walking to his car, you have a you thinking he's going for something. It doesn't happen you know what I'm saying?
Don't let him get to the car.
Tackle him. He's right there. Yeah. You're right there. Put your gun in your holster. Get on him.
Okay,
you have
so
there 3 cops.
So again, their defense is that they were tussling with him, if you watch certain footage, and they lost the wrestle match.
Then let him go.
And there's 3, and I don't know how, like the 3rd wasn't in the tussle. They could have totally fucking tackled him. He didn't have anything in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
mean? They could have tased him. They be tasing white people all the time.
Yeah, I think, did they tase him?
I don't know.
I don't know if they did.
I don't think they tased. They shot him in the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, word. But I think he had got tased, but it didn't faze him or some shit.
Man.
Because I don't think that always takes, like, if you're wearing clothes and shit.
Yeah, sometimes they don't connect or something.
Yeah, it doesn't connect quite strong enough. Either way, I agree with you, man. Nobody deserved to be shot in the back 7 times. I'm sorry. I don't give... And you know what? Suck my dick from the back before a shower. If you think that that's the reason...
Suck yo, my hold dick. Hold on. Where's my fucking soundboard? Yo.
Seriously, suck my dick from the back before a shower if you think that criminal past means that you can be killed in the street.
Right.
The justice system is there for a reason. None of these cops or none of y'all motherfuckers who talk about putting 2 shots in the back, y'all don't obviously believe in law. You believe in vigilante street justice. And you should own that.
Until it comes to wearing a mask.
Of course. Yeah.
Half these motherfuckers are like, yo, he should have complied with the police. Da 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 blah blah blah. 2 weeks ago, y'all was like, I ain't wearing no mask. You can't make me wear a mask.
Fuck y'all.
Yo, I ain't complying on no mask. The police come to me and tell me to wear a mask. I tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Now they're like, comply. It's just the narrative that they're trying to push. And honestly, no matter how you slice it, nobody deserved to be shot in the back 7 times over what happened. You know what I mean?
You know what I say to these motherfuckers?
What?
I smell pussy. All word of them. With my mask on.
Word up. That's a motherfucking word. So you want to... I think we have a couple minutes. You don't want to run the Ryan shit? That's big, man.
The who?
Wasn't his name Ryan Kittenhouse?
Oh, the Ryan Kittenhouse dude. Yeah, since that's still on the same... I think it's Kyle.
It's in the same... Oh, Kyle. Yeah, you're right.
Kyle. What's his name? Kyle like Kittenhouse. Let's see here. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, Kyle. What I call him? Fucking... Candy booty? I don't fucking know. I called him some shit. Either way.
Candy booty?
Well, that's what he should be when he's in jail, nigga.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Funnily enough, with an AR-15 in his hands. Already in his hands that he shot multiple times.
He was seen firing rounds at protesters. They say, everybody's like, it was self-defense. Well, if you walk into a crowd of people waving an AR, someone's going to be like, yo, this dude's a threat. And they're going to try and wrestle that, get you.
Especially if they just watched you shoot somebody.
Yeah, no, this was before.
No, but I'm even saying, like, because a lot of them, as he was trying to run away, but he had already shot somebody. So now they're trying to stop you.
So shortly afterwards, so they you see the footage of him falling down, shooting into the crowd, Shortly afterwards, actually, no, sorry, this is my fault. So Rittenhouse was seen firing rounds into protesters in the street. Yeah, so Kyle Rittenhouse. So he was the kid that went to the Kenosha riot or the Kenosha marching with the loaded AR-15 under the guise that he was with. He's a part of a militia and protecting property or whatever. And
protect businesses he doesn't own.
That's not even from a state he lives in.
Yeah.
And he fired into a crowd. I think he shot one person and then shot more people afterwards, I believe.
Yeah, I think he ended up shooting. I think he shot three or four people. I think it was three and then two died and one was injured or some shit like that.
Yeah. Now, before he was shooting people, while he was walking the streets with a gun.
Yo, rest in peace to the victims of fucking Kyle Rittenhouse, the murderer, man.
Straight up, he was given water and praised by the police. So he was seen firing rounds at the protesters. But before that, they set up shop at a few places in town, including some sort of car dealership, where a cameraman caught him on film before the madness erupted. Shortly afterward, the camera catches a few armored police vehicles rolling by and seemingly telling the militia group to scram, specifically telling them to move south. However, the cops did not let them leave without some replenishment first, and a few water bottles there. This is kind of a weird. I got this from TMZ.
No, so I heard everything you're reading. I heard, so don't worry.
Yeah. So this is one of those things where, and then after he shot, you can see after he's shooting in the crowd, he gets up. You can see him walking past the police with the gun. The police don't do anything.
Yeah.
He's given time and hours. They see him leave after shooting. And hours later, is it hours or the next day or something like
that?
The
next day.
They wake him up from his house and arrest him.
He was in bed. And when his first court date just came, the judge put it off for a month.
Yep.
So he just gets to be free for a month.
So.
And niggas can't even reach for something.
Because this is the same police department.
The exact same.
There's only one thing that's a threat. That's the color. That was the color of Jacob's skin.
Absolutely.
This white kid was walking around with a gun. In these day and times, and the police aren't like, oh, shit, well.
Now, objectively, you are allowed to open carry in that state. So I don't think just you having a gun is going to make them tell you to get on the ground.
Not even get on the ground, but, yo, this is not the right place. Like, this. Like, you can open carry, but there's some crazy shit going on. I would advise you not to. And then, maybe beforehand.
Yeah.
After he shoots into the crowd. Would you not, is it an open carry?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Then,
yeah.
Are you, like, I don't know stop if, the I motherfucker
don't if,
then.
I don't know if any of the cops actually saw him shoot.
It looked like there's shooting, and then you could see him walking past the police.
I don't know, but I did see the video where people were yelling, like, he shot somebody. Like, right when the cops were there, and they didn't do nothing.
Mm-mm. And they won't.
No.
They haven't.
Do you think this kid's going to get off on self-defense?
Oh, yeah. That's the one case he has. They're going to say it's self-defense. He was defending himself.
It's garbage.
You can't wave a gun at people. It's, I don't know, man.
I know. It's
it's America. Dumb.
It's like as soon as he started to flee, he was no longer the aggressor. And that's kind of the loopholes and shit. This little kid who fucking went out there with a gun and just started blasting.
Waving at people.
And you know what? The store that he was protecting, supposedly he was like blocks and blocks away from it.
Yeah, it wasn't even close to it.
Like, he's just, nah, man. Think of the parent. Who drives their underage kid.
Gives him the gun.
Stayed away.
Have you seen the picture of his parents? I don't know if it's real, but.
Knows he's got a gun. Knows he's not a proper age to carry it.
They did that
knows, on purpose. Like, fuck, man. They knew. They were like, yo, go get you some. Go get you a nager.
It's a rite of passage for them. It's like Crips jumping in Crips.
Yeah, it's stupid, man. Stupid.
I was gonna talk about Joe Budden, but yo, this week has been just been a hell of a fucking week.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Chadwick. Rest in peace, Jacob. Rest in peace.
Wait, Jacob didn't die.
Oh no, he's alive. Yeah, he survived. He got paralyzed. He's paralyzed. My bad.
Rest in peace to those protesters.
The protesters that died.
Who got shot? I didn't see them lose shit. So don't call them no fucking rioters or looters.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the people who got shot were criminals.
Well,
that's what they're gonna tell us.
Well, yeah, sometime in '89. I mean, because everyone's not a criminal.
That's my point.
And that's my point too.
And that made me feel bad when he asked me that question. No, I'm just joking.
No, I'm just saying. I agree with you because I just wanted to point out that when you use the word criminal, it has different connotations, just like racism now. Like the definitions 100%. Are blurred, you know, between racism and prejudice. I don't know if you, like, they're two different words for a reason. Like, I don't know. Criminal makes people think career criminal, bad person, when really you could have just gotten to a bar fight 10 years ago and they're like, oh, prior criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got charged with assault, like nowhere near murder or nothing, you know what I mean? And they just want to fucking peg you with that. It's the dumbest shit. So anybody listening to this, I just want to say, always read the motherfucking stories before you just listen to their rhetoric.
And if
rhetoric,
a black man gets shot by the police in the streets and the first thing that you want to do is find, look up, or bring up the criminal record, you're probably racist.
Yeah.
100%. Not even probably. You are racist.
Or you're a political zealot,
mm-hmm.
and you care more about politics and the aims of your political party than rationality and humanity, and that's sickening.
And you probably have more black friends than us, let you tell it on Facebook.
Word.
Today in hip-hop history.
Yeah.
What you got?
Are we not doing a review?
Oh, yeah, the review's always first, is it not?
No. I think that's the usual format, my friend.
All right. Back in 2000 and something, Lil Wayne released one of the best mixtapes I've ever heard in my life. One of my favorites.
Okay. That puts so much perspective.
Why? Because you're like, this sounds like old.
Yeah. I was like, why is this like so trappy? Like weirdly old school trappy. That was actually one of my criticisms. I'm going to say this right up front. Lil Wayne is not one of my favorite rappers who I follow hard.
Right.
And I had a big period that I didn't follow music. That's why I finally broke down and got Spotify, because I was like, yo, I'm starting to really not know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I missed this album.
Yo, this came
out. I thought you were giving me this as a new album.
Nah, this came out, I think it was like 07 or 08.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No Ceilings came out. Now, the reason why it's coming out now, it's been remastered. There's new tracks on there. A new track on there. The Kobe Bryant track is on there.
Okay.
But it was, I think there was a Dat Piff exclusive, and then just got dropped from, they couldn't stream it. They couldn't do anything like that anymore. And they finally released it back to the public.
Oh, okay.
No Ceilings by Lil Wayne. They're going to call it a 2020. There's 12 songs, 45 minutes. And mm-hmm. I dug it. It did bring me back. It brought back some nostalgia.
Yeah.
But it also reminded me of how Wayne carried Young Money until Drake and Nicki came along.
Yeah.
And kind of shined on the lack of talent that was in his camp at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you could hear it. Tyga raps completely differently than he does now.
Yeah, like so. Like it was jarring.
I forgot he did this. But other than that, Wayne, basically, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Drake's barely on the I'm Single song. So he, let's say, 4 features out of 12 songs. And I think Wayne carries a lot of these songs really, really good. What do you think about it?
Yo, I thought it was really good. I'm glad that you put it in perspective that it was an old album, because I was like, wow, these are like, I never was a fan of like real trap, like the real UGK.
Yeah.
Old school, you know, with these beats, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's one of the reasons why I didn't really fuck with Wayne too heavy. I mean, when he started to kind of, all of a sudden he was coming out on Woo beats and shit, I really started to realize, like, he switched his style in the lyrics. His lyrics on this album are fucking crazy.
Yeah, bananas.
Like, insanely crazy. That's the one thing that actually saved it for me. I was like, yo, this is not that good to me. But the lyrics, like the beats, like I had a couple things here, like the YM Wanted.
Yep.
Yo, that track was a good, strong start. Fucking, yo, I had to, some of these lyrics, I had to write them down. I make my girl come first. I arrive later. I shake them pussies up. I'm a vibrator. I'm getting money like hell yeah. This shit is so good, it doesn't even smell bad. You better tell dad, because I'm a motherfucker. You niggas better not slip ice road truckers.
Ice road truckers, that one hit me too.
Like, that's like bars on bars on, yeah, like, it's on too bars. Sick. I was like, oh my goodness.
You better not slip like, ice road
yeah.
truckers.
Because
like,
you know when they slip off the road, the niggas die and shit in that show,
and
right?
Like, yeah, and that's ice road truckers.
Yeah, that was fucking. I was like, yo. And then I got onto Broke Up. I really like that track. You know what I mean? It had a really good beat. Again, good lyrics. Wayne and his features. Elevator in my crib, cause it's got 5 floors. I'm not expecting you to have one inside yours. That's just so sick. Like, yo, but I'm gonna say one thing, man. He's got like the sickest lyrics. Like, I'm saying, like, I would almost put this kind of shit in the upper echelon. The only problem is you ain't learning shit.
No.
From Lil Wayne. Like, this is all braggadocio, yeah, but really good, witty braggadocio. Like, there's nothing, there's no takeaway.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, unless fuck bitches get money, is your life.
That's your takeaway.
Then you're like, yo, this gives me strength.
Wayne's got a five-story house. Cool.
Yeah.
The nigga lives in a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Because fucking, and then the one other line that he said that was, like, just insane to me. I take her to the vet. Cause she a bad bitch. You can't be broke and happy. So me, I'm mad rich. That's sick. Oh my goodness. I was like, yo, okay. I cannot fucking, as much as I hated the beats.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like trap, like super trap beats. And I'm like talking about
Young Jeezy style, like this, T.I.
The thing is I did. Okay. So I liked Young Jeezy. T.I. I like his good tracks. Just like Lil Wayne, right? Like certain artists, I just like their shit. West Side Gun. Everybody, like, but certain dudes, I like their good tracks, right? And Wayne was always one, but goddamn, the lyrics in this. I just didn't like when it was, like, the electronical trappy, you know what I mean? Yeah, where it's, like, too much. I do like the new age trap. Like, where you have the offset and shit where the beats are a lot more subdued. It's not so, like,
so it's like that
it's like it's so fucking Cash Money, like it brings me right back
100%.
But yeah, man, that's what I thought I had to say those lyrics, because God, if you have not heard this tape like me, Lil Wayne will entertain the fuck out of you if you like lyrics, man. You 150%. Nobody couldn't deny that.
What were your standouts?
I'm going to go with YM Wanted. I really like that track. And I'm going to go with Broke Up. Those are probably going to be the two.
YM Wanted and Broke Up. There it is.
Yeah.
Wasted. YM Wasted.
YM Wasted. Sorry. Not my shit must have auto-corrected.
Auto-correct. Yeah. I'm going with Surf Swag.
Okay.
I'm surfing. I like the original track.
Do you have that? Is your shit hooked up? Play Surf Swag.
Yeah, let me do it. Yeah.
For 2 seconds. That horn right away. Okay, the horns right away. This is trap shit. Like right there. You see that? This is trappy as fuck. This is pure fucking synth keyboard trap shit to the death.
No ceilings.
But
And then I'm gonna go with the Kobe Bryant track. That one's new.
And it's a good tribute, you know what I mean? I totally understand why you go with that one.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, I don't remember this being on the album. And then I was listening, I'm like, they had Black Lives Matter back? And I'm like, oh, no, this is
it. Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing that fell off for me, there's a track on here that I loved. It was Lil Wayne was going over the ice, you know, that ice cream peanut butter inside. I don't know, that beat.
Oh, okay.
And that was my favorite one. He dumbed down on that one. He's talking about, I'm hitting niggas like Madden in the hit stick or something like that. I'm shaking like niggas up like Madden in the hit stick. And it's going like it was crazy, but that wasn't on here. So that kind of fell
probably
off,
probably couldn't get cleared.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Some of his favorite shit I had of him won't be on Spotify because it was all like him just jacking for beats on mixtapes and shit.
All of his mixtape shit.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this kid. Like, that's when I first was like, Lil Wayne got lyrics? I didn't know that. I thought he was on some dumb shit all the time, but.
Shout out to Dat Piff for keeping us entertained all these years.
Yeah.
Dat Piff had the illest mixtapes.
Yeah.
They didn't care about
anything. Yeah, absolutely. That was fucking, that site was, there was a couple sites, but that one was good too. Yeah. I remember another one that had all the mixtapes, like day one. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about too. Oh, what was it? I can't remember. I remember like right tomorrow.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
What's your verdict on it? What are you giving it?
Yo, I'm gonna, and this is gonna be the first full score bump.
Oh wow!
That I ever give to lyrics, because I was gonna say the album's a 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm probably get sacrileged by Lil Wayne fans, especially the ones who heard it then. Because I could imagine if I think these lyrics are crazy today.
Imagine back then.
You were just like probably in a puddle, just. Like you just couldn't fucking.
I'm so glad we're on camera today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what you probably did, because this shit is like dumb. Like, oh, it's just too sick. But I'm gonna give the album in a today perspective, which is interesting because you got Will, who gave you the past perspective because he's got the nostalgia, and then someone who's hearing this shit for the first time in 2020. So it's for it to be middle of the road to me. Like 2.5 means it was middle of the road, but I'm going to give it a 3.5 because the lyrics bumped it up a full score. And this is coming, like I said, I don't like that old school trap, but damn, the lyrics in this, like if you can't, like there's so much to fucking hear when you listen to this.
I kind of rated this one a little biased because I'm a Wayne fan.
That's why I said you have the nostalgia. You heard it when it was new.
So I had to take half a tick off. I'm like, at the end of the day, whatever I give it, I have to take off half a tick.
Just like for the anti-dick ride attacks?
Exactly.
You were just like, I'm going to dumb out.
So, but this is prime Wayne. Lyrically, he's in his zone.
Yeah.
And even if you don't like the beats, you can't argue the fact that these beats are Wayne's bag.
Yes.
Like he absolutely just goes off and it's flawless. Wayne on this album is flawless. You don't hear any hiccups, no bumps, nothing that you hear. You're like, that was as far as like just how he's spitting on these beats. Yeah. There's even beats on here I don't like, but just Wayne just comes. It's like, nah. You know? Yeah,
he just comes like, yo, fuck.
So I wanted to give it a 4.
Yeah, hey. I thought you were going to give it higher, you know what I mean? Because I know you
I
like
dick riding tracks. I had to cut off
but,
a half
no,
point.
No, but you know what? I gave it a 3.5, so we're not that far off, really.
No.
You know what I mean? So if you wanted to like run with the 4, I'd be down. It's
down
pretty
for the 4?
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm writing it down so I don't forget. But you heard it here first. Lil Wayne's No Ceilings. How the fuck I write on my fucking screen? Well, ain't that about it, bitch. Fuck it. Lil Wayne's No Ceilings got 4 out of 5 puffs. That is one of the highest scores. I don't think anything gotten a 5 yet?
I don't know, but I think we had to take a little dick rider tax off for a West Side album.
I think so.
That got a 4 or 4 or 5 for a minute there, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we just want to hear the album. We already know. As soon as we know it's dropping, we know what we're going to give it, and then we hear it. Sometimes we're disappointed. The Boldy James, I don't know if you listened to that one yet. That one was a disappointing album.
What was Boldy James?
Boldy James. So Boldy's
from...
Oh,
that was the part of the camp. That's right. I haven't heard that yet. I wanted to, though.
I'm going to listen to that. Wait. No Ceilings. 4 out of 5. Just so I remember that shit saved. See? My phone does everything you need it to do.
It's too much.
Everything you need to do.
I could have typed the shit in a notepad faster.
Not the point.
Without a stylus that I lose probably twice a year and have to pay $25 to replace.
So today in hip hop is... Oh, sorry. Before we go there, don't forget, go on to Spotify. Check out the I Want All the Smoke Spotify playlist. It's on there. It's dope. I'm not even going to... Because I'm tired of hearing about Jadina. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's nothing wrong with Jadina.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every time the black moon rises, I got to hear about Jadina.
Yeah, exactly. The black moon rises on Jadina.
And it's not even the, it's like, duh. Duh, black moon.
Yeah, it's rise a da moon.
Rise a da moon.
Fucking, let me find one of your favorite CDs and see how they spelt it.
We have no
on,
ceilings.
We're talking about niggas
no
here.
Ceilings. No
he's
ceilings.
Like having these CDs of fucking Rise, R-I-Z-E and shit.
We have 144 songs, 9 hours. I'm not even going to go through how many we have, but it is an awesome playlist. It's curated to shit that we like. And not even. It's just curated shit to that we listen to and reviewed, because there's shit on here we don't like.
Yeah.
Like Jadina.
And Rise of the Moon.
Da Moon.
Rise Black Moon was one of my favorite moon. Fucking clicks.
Wasn't that disappointing?
It did.
Yeah, it kind of disappointed me too, because I'm like, this is like Black Moon.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like some good underground shit, but nah.
No.
It was boring.
What happened in hip hop history?
My today in hip hop history is going to be LL Cool J released his fourth album, Mama Said Knock You Out, on August 27th, 1990. I banged this tape a lot. I remember one of my homies had the fucking remix where it had the boom, 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 boom. Like, it had a really cool remix of Mama Said Knock You Out on that tape. I don't know if it's, it might be on Spotify. I haven't checked it, but yo, we would dance because that was back in the days we were all trying to do the Running Man and all that shit. We would dance to that track. Fucking Mama Said Knock You Out. Like, I just, that was my favorite song for years. Like, that made it on every mixtape for years. So, yo, shout out to LL Cool J.
That was a big hit for him. That was pop culture. Mama Said Knock You Out.
Like, even the video where he's just in the fucking ring. Yeah, it was just dope. I think they did a parody of it.
In Living Color.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's in pop culture. Yeah.
It was a big song, man. I don't know. That's my today in hip hop history. No super deep story, just a track that I really loved. Definitely one that I remember to this day.
I still play it on the Terror Twins.
Oh, okay. Dope.
Yeah, I fucks with it. I like that. That song goes.
Yeah.
My today in hip hop history, this week in hip hop history, we have Outkast released their second album, ATLiens, August 27th, 1996.
That's a throw your hands in the air.
Probably arguably one of the best albums ever made.
That's the one with Jazzy Bell on it?
Yeah. Jazzy Bell, ATLiens, Elevators.
That song was a big track when it came. Listen to that song. Okay, and it's just like, me and you,
your mama and your cousin too.
Now, picture they played this shit in the club. How big the song was. You danced to it somehow. Like, that is just, yo, it was a big track, fucking me and you.
It's just a little bit right here. Where'd you go?
Picture this in the club, niggas. like
how you...
Like, that's how much of a chant factor that me and you... Fuck, you cut the song at that point in the whole club. Yo mama and your cousin too.
And
rolling on the strip on Vogue.
This is the album that put the South on the map. This is the album that got nominated for the Source Award. This is the album that they got booed when they went on stage. This is the album that...
because people didn't think that South shit deserved it.
And Andre get up there and said, yo, the South got something to say. And ever since then, it was on.
Yeah.
I fucks
absolutely
with it,
man. I remember when the South wasn't taken seriously at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like...
I always like the South shit, though. That's because,
who is Mike Jones coming? When is, like, they just had so many...
Yeah, that was a long time after that, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, my point is that they paved the way for all kinds of... Even the Weird South was big as fuck after they paved the way. That's true. Plus, I was listening to that Mike Jones album the other day. It's just Mike Jones.
Jones, 5-8, what is it, 6-0-0-4, something like that.
You know what I'm saying?
7-7-0-6-0. Yeah, so that's my...
I miss dudes doing some heavy screwing, like, right in the tracks.
Oh, like the chop and screw? Yeah. RIP DJ Screw.
Pardon me?
I said RIP DJ Screw. For we gotta give him one of those. So that's my, like I said, that's my hip hop history. No big stories or anything like that. Just one of my favorite albums.
Cool. Doesn't always have to be a big story.
No. We're known for big stories though.
Chip.
That's what we do.
Chip.
Other than that, where can they find you, fam? No longer under construction.
You can find me on all streaming platforms under Idol, you know what I mean? We always got new shit coming out. Me and Will gonna have some shit coming out. Definitely coming to a stream near you. Make sure you check what I got so far. You can check me on Facebook under Idol. You can check me under Instagram and Twitter under @Idolverse on both platforms. Make sure you check me out. Where can they find Mr. Will Hayes?
You can find Mr. Will Hayes on all platforms. I am Will Hayes. Don't forget to check out the Twitch. Sometimes I game on there. Sometimes I talk shit. I might even be throwing up our podcast on Twitch.
Oh.
Clips of that shit. Twitch.tv/WillHayesTV.
Yeah.
The Terror Twins, we be spinning.
I was about to say, if you're on Twitch, make sure you check this out. What?
Nothing. That was a good, the alley-oop, but you passed it back.
Yeah.
Gave the alley-oop, you're like,
well,
nah.
I don't know all the info.
Twitch.tv/DJ Vex Coble for the Terror Twins every Saturday to 8 p.m. Mountain Time.
Absolutely.
_ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, I Want All the Smoke Podcast on Facebook, or just Google us. Don't forget, hit our pod fan, donate, subscribe, all that type of stuff. Pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke. So that's it. That's all we have. So with that,
We out this motherfucker.
Oh, we don't have anything to play him out, do we?
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers. One for the money, yes sir,
two for the show. A couple of years ago, on Headland and DeLow. What's the starter? Something good. Where me and my nigga rode the martyr through the hood. Just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling. Watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We caught the 86 lot on your head to Decatur. Writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light. Light off in that spot. Knowing that we can rock, doing a hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop. Like freeze, we making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that's a no-no.
A 1-2, dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us. Went from Plagueis Ball to Boss, putting the South up on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck that plaguing. They paying, we staying, legging vocals, locales done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry, outcast. Yeah, them niggas, they making big noise, over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it like they 96, gonna be that year that out. Y'all Plagueis haters can bite me. Around this bitch,
your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles, coming up slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles, coming up slamming Cadillac doors.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rallies, bullshit.